I want to take you back one century to 1917, a time when factory workers walking along this sidewalk in New Jersey shined with an inner light.
They were nicknamed the Ghost Girls because as they walked home at night, they would glow ethereally. So they would literally be covered in it. And so everything was shimmering.
That's Kate Moore, author of a new book called Radium Girls, about the terrible fates of women who worked in a factory that opened 100 years ago. What happened to the women at the U.S. radium plant here became one of the most macabre and consequential workplace safety cases of all time. Workers were told to lick their paintbrushes to help them put glow-in-the-dark highlights on wristwatches and aircraft dials using the radioactive paint manufactured here. Ms. Moore, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So they're ingesting this stuff.
Yes.
And how long until it starts to become apparent that some of the women working on the second floor here were becoming ill?
We're talking kind of at least 5 years after the women worked in the studio that they're getting sick. So why would you connect a job that you did 5 years ago to you being ill? In fact, the only reason they started to connect it is because of the friendship networks with the women. Because while the company was trying to say, no, you're not sick because of the work, it was the women in their early 20s getting together and saying, there is something going on about this thing.
I mean, you get a very strong sense of it reading the book, but radium poisoning is a horrendous condition to endure.
Well, I think one of the most frightening things about it was the slow and steady way it would decay these women's bodies. Their spines, their legs, their arms, their jawbones were honeycombed and moth-eaten. These enormous cancerous tumours began to grow on them, and they were huge. Irene Laporte, who worked right here in Orange, she died of a pelvic tumour, and her doctor, Harrison Martland, said that when she died, it was larger than 2 footballs.
Now, of course, the company did not cop to this.
They fought it with everything they had
at
their disposal.
They even impugned the honour of some of the women who were sick.
When the women died, some of them were buried on death certificates mistakenly for syphilis. And that was seized upon by these companies to cast slurs on their personalities and their morals. You know, they're trying to speak out. And, of course, the radium firms not wanting that lucrative industry to be affected in the slightest. They're silencing the women with everything they've got.
When you look at this case in terms of workplace safety, there are a lot of lessons. But among them is there were some very narrow limits of what an industrial worker could receive compensation for?
Yes, limits in terms of what they could receive compensation for, but also limits in terms of how long they had to file suit. And radium poisoning is so insidious, it takes years, sometimes decades, to show itself.
And so those limitations in terms of you have 2 years for something like this ultimately changed, I think.
The women changed the law and they changed the lives of other workers. They were going to die. There was no hope for them. But what they did in embarking on these landmark, groundbreaking legal cases to protect workers is that they brought about changes and other protections that would mean that other people would not suffer what they did. And I think that's quite a legacy to leave.
Ms. Moore, thank you.
Thank you so much.